This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
Quickly, Berger the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts, and that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get in a fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlawn, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front, hit the rim twice. Good, it went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Pettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon Veers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. She's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is. Right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. It's a good one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans. The
are going crazy. Ted Lundgren at the Shotstein Center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Florida. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Yoskamp, good, good! Yoskamp rifles in a bomb.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good evening to you, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McPhee here at Vandalia Butler High School, the scene of tonight's Girls Division IV Regional Championship game between the Fort Laramie Redskins and the Jackson Center Tigers. It's a special night this evening, Chuck, between these two clubs. Yes, the winner advances on, gets to continue to play in Columbus next Friday at 3 o'clock in the state semifinal. But Fort Laramie's shooting for a fifth trip to Columbus in 5 years and trying to defend, the Redskins are, their state championship from a year ago. For Jackson Center, my goodness, never before, according to several people's research, have the Jackson Center boys and girls been in the regionals same year, same month, same time. Jackson Center boys play next Tuesday at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. And here are the ladies in the regional title game. Chuck, so improbable. If we'd been told by the man upstairs 4 or 5 months ago that this year in the month of March 2016, Jackson Center, Fort Laramie, would play for the girls' Division IV regional championship, we would have said, supreme being, you've got to be off your rocker.
Well, you know, I agree with that, but this is a team that won the volleyball state championship,
yep.
And they have a lot of confidence, and that is, I mean, that's what I've been watching. And when they went down, got blitzed to start the game against Miami Valley on Thursday night, you were thinking, well, here we go. It was a nice run, but it's over. And my goodness, did they just come back, played a great game. They're playing with incredible confidence. Peyton Esser has improved offensively more than anybody I think I've ever watched play basketball in a season. And I think that they can play tonight with Fort Laramie.
Both head coaches, terrific jobs this year. Scott Dosick, Jackson Center, Carla Siegel, Fort Laramie, year in, year out, of course. We expect nothing less. She does a superb job commanding her Lady Troops each season. Head coach Scott Dosick, as you mentioned, Chuck, wow. He has brought this team along slowly but surely. 20 wins now. 8-4 in the Shelby County League. Good enough for third. 20 wins overall. 13 of the last 15. 10 of the last 11. Having suffered early season setbacks to Rushi, New Bremen, Minster, Anna, Fort Laramie along the way twice. At Versailles, too. But what a streak. Jackson Center girls playing their best basketball of the season by far. And it's a team that did lose to Fort Laramie twice during the regular campaign, but pushed those contests aside. Jackson Center has emerged victorious despite being the underdog against number one seed Tri-Village, despite being the underdog against powerhouse Miami Valley, which had lost just three times. Jackson Center has overcome those obstacles, has won the girls' volleyball state championship, as you noted. No reason why Jackson Center can't pull it off tonight and give Fort Laramie a big handful in this game, regional title here at Vandalia. Meanwhile, Fort Laramie will try to beat Jackson Center for the third time in one season. Not easy to do. We found out that the Rushi boys couldn't quite get it done against the Fort Laramie boys and lost the sectional championship.
And it's kind of the same situation because Jackson Center girls have really started playing basketball at the right time, and that's the same thing as the Fort Laramie boys.
Yep.
They got on a roll at the perfect time. But when you look down to the left and you look down at Fort Laramie warming up, This is a team that's trying to get to Columbus for the fifth straight year. That is impressive because you know how much your personnel changes in a five-year span.
Yes.
Yet they keep going there because of the coaching, because of the program, because of the kids. And it's a tall order. Let's face it, it's a tall order for Jackson Center. These two teams, the two teams that they beat are not as good as Fort Laramie.
Exactly. You're right on point there for sure. And you mentioned, too, here's head coach Scott Elker of the Jackson Center Tigers.
He's in the house.
The boys Tigers, the lady Tigers in the regional first time ever, same year. I've done all my research. That's good stuff. Yep. We'll see you on Tuesday, Scott. Jackson Center girls red hot. Fort Laramie Redskins, Chuck, even hotter. 13 wins straight now for Fort Laramie. And they'd like to make it 14 and head to the state tournament next Thursday with a bunch of momentum behind them.
Well, we've talked about this quite a bit here during the tournament, but it bears to be said again. Taylor Gasson, Rayanne Fry, Olivia Quinter, Caitlin Lupke, and Hattie Meyer. Those are five interchangeable girls out on the perimeter. At the beginning of the season, their perimeter play was a liability.
Yep.
Now it's an asset, and it took the pressure off of Jessica Berger. She does not have to be on the floor all the time. She does not have to handle the basketball, break the press, be the scorer, and play defense on their best player, which is what she was having to do, and it was wearing her out. So now these girls are really starting to play, and when Jessica has to take a rest, you don't sit there and feel like, well, now they're going to score until she comes back. They're playing really good basketball as a team right now.
The first meeting between these two clubs in early January was somewhat of a ho-hum affair. Nobody scored in double figures on either club. 46-31, Fort Laramie won the game at Jackson Center. That was a game in which Nicole Folk didn't play because of an ankle injury. Peyton Esser had 8 points in that game to lead Jackson Center. And for Fort Laramie, Maddie Brandewee had 9 points in that game. Jessica Berger, 8. Hattie Meyer, 8. Hattie started to emerge at about that point in time. And then when the two clubs collided again a month later at Fort Laramie, Jessica Berger had 20. Holly Fry, 8. Katie Hoying, 7. Olivia Quinter was back on the floor, starting to play pretty well. She scored a couple baskets in that game. Nicole Foat was back on the floor for Jackson Center. She potted double digits in that contest. And Jackson Center played Fort Laramie extremely well in that game for 16 minutes. It was 8-7 in favor of Jackson Center at the end of the first quarter. And it was still only a four-point game at the halftime. It unraveled for the Tigers in the second half. Jackson Center needs to build on that game, get off to a good start, and play a complete contest here tonight against Fort Laramie. Won't be easy to do because the Redskins are hardened mentally, physically tough as well, but hardened mentally as a result of how many tournament basketball games by many of these young ladies now over the last few seasons.
Well, I think that Jackson Center wants to go to Columbus, and Fort Laramie expects to go to Columbus. And that's the mindset right now. Now, if Jackson Center can come out and punch Laramie in the nose right in the beginning and let them show that they can play with them and get the confidence to play with them and get a little bit of the confidence away from Fort Laramie, that's how Jackson's going to get this done.
Exactly. Tell you what, Chuck, we've heard all about the Vandalia Butler site. In recent years, it held the district tournament for D3 and D4. Play began early on a Saturday morning, didn't finish up till after dark at night. And, of course, around the state, Girls Division 4 is in the form of a twin bill on Thursday night this week, a couple nights ago. There are sites throughout the state of Ohio that can hold the audience from four schools on one evening, and Tippecanoe could not.
Right.
That's why we had the split session the last several years. The construction here at Vandalia Butler has been completed. It's very possible that the D4 regional may come back to Butler again beginning next season. But Chuck, based on the crowd tonight, because of the all Shelby County regional championship, We'd need a split session if these two teams collided in a semi. Hey, Vandalia Butler would not hold four schools because Fort Laramie and Jackson Center have nearly filled up Vandalia Butler on one night here this evening.
Well, they could not tonight. Tip City could not have held this crowd. There's no way.
You're right.
It's just neat to look around. The ends are full. The sides are full. The upper part, which is huge, is filling up, too. I mean, this is a tremendous crowd and quite a tribute to these two schools that their fans come out and support them like this.
And because of the following, because of the support, the Ohio High School Athletic Association may have to consider, perhaps in the future, a split session for the D4 Regional here at Vandalia Butler, because Shelby County programs are so good year in, year out. This won't be the last time, for sure, Chuck,
right,
that two Shelby County girls teams are in the region championship game. Butler's barely able to hold a single session tonight, two schools.
Well, this is quite a crowd, and it's really neat to see.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. On the web with us here on scoresbroadcast.com, we've got a fine regional title game upcoming. Opening tip and the starters just around the corner. Jackson Center versus Fort Laramie. Congrats to American Architectural Glass, located in Fort Laramie on Elm Street, former location in Clayton. Jason Meyer, the owner of AAG Inc., we thank him very much. American Architectural Glass on Elm Street now in Fort Laramie, new location. Barker Insurance, one of our outstanding anchor underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Where would we be without Local Equipment? A founding sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Local has been with us since day one. We could not have gotten off the ground and pioneered scoresbroadcast.com without the assistance, the big assistance, of Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney. New location in Troy as well. Sydney Body Car Star now in Shelby County and Miami County too. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, an underwriting sponsor on the web with us now for 8 years. Gratitude to Wilson Health Sports Medicine and the Sydney Daily News. Ken Barhorst, the sports editor at the Sydney Daily News, who was recognized here recently by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and by school officials throughout Shelby County, who honored him at the sectional tournament at Pickwell. What a turnout. It was a grand event. Extra special night. Ken was rewarded, and he deserved every ounce of that. He has been so fair and balanced in his reporting of high school sports over the years here in Shelby County. He does not miss a beat, and he was thanked by everybody in Shelby County. 42 years of service. Chuck, that's a lifetime as an adult after your education from high school and college.
Well, he and I are the same age, so he must have started when he was 10. Okay, maybe a little later than that.
We've got a few new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, including Sydney Car Care, the Francis Schulte Company, and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, and Primary Eye Care Associates throughout the Upper Miami Valley. The starters are next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
My goodness, had the spectators ever turned out for this when they're filled to the rafters. I mean, the lower deck, the upper deck, as Chuck noted, the several rows above the baskets on each end. The sides are almost full to capacity, and it's one game, a single session regional championship. Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, what a turnout.
I'm nervous. Woo. You know, I don't think I'm supposed to be nervous about this, and usually when you get to this point, you've got a Fort Loramie or a Jackson Center playing somebody you don't care about. Tonight, I'm nervous about this thing. I just hope it's a great game and the best team wins. That's all you hope for.
What a beautiful sight to see, Chuck. When I tell folks from outside the immediate area that Shelby County Sports is treated much like religion, they don't believe me. This proves it right here tonight.
Oh, this is amazing. An amazing crowd.
Sydney Car Care, located on 4th Avenue in Sydney, offers affordable prices, quick, prompt turnaround. Drop in and see Todd Brown, Corey Shreves at Sydney Car Care, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney, between the drive-in theater and the hospital. You can't go wrong. They will do you right. They'll fix what your car needs, nothing more, and the price will be what you expect. Corey Shreves, Todd Brown, more than 40 years of outstanding automotive workmanship between the two. Drop into Sydney Car Care. Tell Todd and Corey you heard about Sydney Car Care on scoresbroadcast.com. The entire rosters for both schools being introduced. Initially, the non-starters for each team. This reminder about a big event at the St. John Arena in Columbus coming up tomorrow from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Fort Loramie girls are in the Division 5 cheerleading competition. Fort Loramie's in the Division 5 cheerleading competition tomorrow from 8 to 11, St. John Arena in Columbus. Fort Loramie takes part in Division 5. Minster is there, too, taking part in Division 4 cheerleading competition. That's a note passed along to us from Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Well, the lights have been dimmed, Chuck, and the starters are now coming out onto the floor for Jackson Center, Pauline Meyer. She leads the crusade of five starting Tigers. Here comes Peyton Esser, too. Pauline and Peyton started guards. Peyton Esser at 8 points a game. Cassie Meyer pushing 9 points a game. Cassie Meyer at a wing. Nicole Folk at a power forward. Nicole at over 12 and a half points a game. And sophomore Olivia Clark will begin in the post. She's at center for the Jackson Center Tigers. Here come the Fort Loramie Redskins. We got a great crowd cheering on both teams. I'm sure each side, Jackson Center, Fort Loramie, represented well by their own partisans. But Chuck, we've got a lot of neutral fans here tonight, too.
Oh, yeah, you can see them all come in. All the coaches from the area are here. Everybody's here to watch this thing.
Taylor Gasson and Caitlin Lukey have been introduced for Fort Loramie. Here's Jessica Berger at 16 points a game. Katie Horn in the middle. Holly Fry at 10 and a half a game to round out the starting lineup. And as the lights remain dimmed and the spotlight is at center court, head coach Scott Dosick of Jackson Center meets head coach Carla Siegel of Fort Loramie. They shake hands and the game is on.
Well, just the huge smiles on each one of these kids when they were introduced. You could tell they were so excited and happy to be here.
And there you, Butler's Activity Center jammed to the rafters. A full house. Boy, this has been a regional semifinal, Chuck.
This place would not have held the crowd from four schools. No way.
No.
not tonight, they wouldn't. Redskins in the home white. Black numbers outlined in red. Jackson Center, the away black, orange numerals with white piping. Fort Loramie going from right to left. Jackson Center left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination here tonight. Three officials from outside the area. I don't recognize a one of them. Opening tap is pinballed to Cassie Meyer of Jackson Center. Up ahead to Peyton Esser. She's guarded by Caitlin Lupke. Peyton's got the ball between the circles. Fakes right, dribbles left. Goes down toward the corner, comes back out. Still dribbling is Peyton. Baseline. Pulls up 6 feet from the basket. Throws to Clark. Right corner to Cole Folk. She twists and turns and shoots a 19-footer and swished it to Cole Folk. Lights it up from long range. A lengthy two-pointer. And Jackson Center leads 2-0. And there's a travel call against Katie Hoang, who held the ball 25 feet from the hoop. She hesitated in delivering the ball to Jessica Berger in the right corner. The official noted movement by each foot, and that turns it over to the Tigers. Here comes Peyton Esser on the bounce. 2-0 Jackson Center. Peyton is guarded tightly by Lupke. 5 second count is on. There's the whistle. Turnover Tigers. One each way to start the game. 7:16 left in the first. 2-0 in favor of Jackson Center. So many thanks to Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, has earned a reputation second to none. Here's a long three-pointer. Jessica Berger, right corner. It bounds off the rim once, twice, no good. Rebound into the lap of Nicole Fote of Jackson Center. Out ahead to Peyton Esser, picked up by Lupke. Esser veers left. Boy, she is going to have to be a workhorse tonight for the Tigers. And play 30 minutes. Deep in the left corner, Pauline Meyer on top to Cassie. Cassie against Berger. Back to the basket. Bounce pass to Peyton Esser near midcourt. 2-0 Jackson Center. A minute 30 gone. Here's Olivia Clark, high left. Olivia is checked tightly by Hoing. Gives it up 30 feet away to Cassie Meyer. On top to Pauline. Starts to drive against Lupke. In trouble. She lost it. It's tapped away. It goes from Gasson to Lupke, who dribbles down the floor for Fort Loramie. Top of the circle, Katie Hoing. Now to Gasson. 2-0 Jackson Center. We've played nearly 2 minutes. Gasson with a drive. Baseline right. Pulled up. Nearly walked. Fed it to Katie Hoing. Foul line to Berger. Lower the right to Holly Fry. Ball stripped, but a two-shot foul.
Well, that's what Jessica Berger does besides score. She sees the floor so well, gets in the lane, and Holly Fry is a recipient a lot of that pass.
Jessica Berger found the open teammate, Holly Fry. And in order for Fort Loramie, Chuck, to win tonight and play two more stellar games at the state final four, Holly Fry will have to produce offense. She has over the last half of the season. She's an important cog. The free throw clangs off the back rim. No good. Still 2-0 Jackson Center. Second shot here for Holly Fry. 6:05 to go in the first quarter. That foul against the Tigers, Pauline Meyer, was the first common foul of this game. Second shot is in, and it is 2-1. Jackson Center leads by a point after the made foul shot by Holly Fry. Here's Cassie Meyer dribbling hard down the floor, pulls up, foul line extended left, fed it into the corner to Pauline Meyer, who couldn't handle. She reached down to spear it. It went off the shin, out of bounds.
Kind of a shaky start. They got that first shot. Now they're having trouble getting into their offense.
Here is Taylor Gasson, midcourt, crossover dribble for Fort Loramie. Right wing to Berger, 20 feet away. Into the post to Katie Hoing. She catches, spins and shoots, blocked out of bounds by Olivia Clark. Wow, stellar defensive effort by her. Clark, a 6'2 sophomore, has improved steadily over the season. Ball inbounded into the lane for Hoing. Clark went for the steal, couldn't get it. Hoing missed the 10-footer short. Rebound down to Jackson Center. Here come the Tigers. Esser up and over the timeline. Two Redskins get set to check in. Esser dribble drive through the paint. A leaner off to the right. No good. Rebounded by Gasson to Berger. Outlet to Lupke. Lupke in the right corner. Lost the ball. It rolls toward the timeline. Picked up on the play by Gasson. Gasson to Lupke, 30 feet out. Still 2-1. Jackson Center, Redskins
yet to earn a field goal. Berger, three-pointer, almost let it fly, didn't. Fed to Fry, deflected. Berger got it back. Dribbles, foul line extended right. Boy, the Tigers have thrown a net around Jessica Berger so far.
Well, that's quite a matchup. Cassie Meyer and Berger, and Berger and Cassie Meyer on the other end.
Two splendid athletes. High left, it's Hoing. 16-footer. No good off the back brace. Rebound jammed out of bounds by Fort Lauderdale. And so far, Chuck, the Jackson Center defense has stifled Fort Loramick. Tigers clogging up the paint. Good man-to-man coverage on Jessica Berger. Here is full court pressure by Fort Loramick. Six players in backcourt right now, three for each team. It's dealt into Esser. She streaks up the right side, circles the wagons. Not to midcourt yet. Now she is up ahead against Olivia Quinter, who's come in off the bench now for Fort Loramick. Esser foul line, tries to go low on the left to Clark. Ball clawed away by the Redskins, who come out of there with it. Here's Quinter on the dead run. Down to Berger. Berger in the right corner against Cassie Meyer. Out to Olivia Quinter. You're right, Chuck. That's a real duel going on. Berger, Cassie Meyer. Ball thrown to Holly Fry in the post. She dropped it, got it back. Turned around, leaned in. Banked it, no good. Rebound down to Jackson Center, which harassed Holly Fry just enough and forced an errant shot. We played half the first quarter. It's 2-1 Jackson Center. Much like the second game of the season between the two at Fort Loramick, we had an 8-7 first quarter. Here's Nicole Fote with a shot fake from 20, and then she dashes into the lane, puts up a shot on the get-go, no good, but she's jammed on the right wrist, and she'll get two free throws.
Yeah, I don't think she had a chance to make that, but she did a good job of drawing the defense and getting the foul.
The first free throw by Nicole is dead center. 3-1 Jackson Center in the lead. During the regular season, Fort Loramick won twice, 46-31 at Jackson Center, and 47-26 on February 4th at Fort Loramick. Second free throw by Nicole Fote upcoming. 3-1 Tigers, 3:52 to go, initial quarter. Redskins yet to produce a basket. And Nicole Fote drains the foul shot. She's got all 4 points for Jackson Center. Quickly, the Redskins bring it down. Taylor Gasson, 30 feet away. Goes near side to Berger. Ball high overhead. Back to Gasson. Gasson surveys the Tigers defense. Gives it up to Quinter. Back to Taylor. Taylor on the bounce. Goes right side to Maddie Brandewee, who's in now. Maddie on the dribble. Throws it across the lane. Intended pass for a teammate. Jackson Center might have touched it. So did Fort Loramick. And he goes out of bounds last off Hattie Meyer. Head coach Carlos Siegel checked for the Redskins, trying to find the combo that'll work out there right now.
Right, they're struggling running their offense, and it had a lot to do with Jackson Center's defense.
No, it sure does. 3:21 to go first quarter, 4-1 Tigers. Fort Loramie's been blank for 5 minutes. Head of the key, Cassie Meyer on the dribble, an opening down the right side of the lane, pulls up. Kennedy Reese on the floor now for Jackson Center. Here's Nicole Fote catching left wing. Oh, what a drive by Nicole. Across the lane, used glass, and canned it. Nicole Fote red hot with 6. 6-1 Tigers. Here's Maddie Brandewee with the ball for Fort Loramick. Now to Olivia Quinter. Out back, three-point try. Long one, Taylor Gasson. Off to the left, no good. Rebound, scrum for it. Deflected once, twice, out of bounds to Fort Loramick. As Kristen Ware went diving for it for Jackson Center.
Kristen Ware had a great game against Miami Valley. She came into the game now and got a terrific rebound that time, but they couldn't control it.
Maddie Brandewee, 5'7", senior, has seen action off the bench for Fort Loramick, as has Hattie Meyer. She has also been in.
You can see the chess match already. Berger went to sit down for a rest. That's when he took Cassie Meyer out of the game.
Meyer, a 5'3 sophomore, has been out there on the court for Fort Loramick. Cameron Elkert now in for Jackson Center. Here's a good post-up move. Cutting off a screen down low on the right was Olivia Quinter. Got a good dish from the arc
from Hattie Meyer and dropped in the two-pointer, the initial field goal for Fort Laramie. Quickly down the floor, Jackson Center, Nicole Boat is torrid. She's scorching the net. She just launched in a triple. 9-3, Jackson Center. 9 points for Nicole Folk. Here is Quinto dribbling through the lane for Fort Laramie. Into the right corner, Gasson. Low on the right to Katie Hoyne. Tries to use glass on a short banker. It hit the glass, the rim no good. Rebound into the hands of a Redskin, but a foul on the Tigers.
Oh, that's on Folk, so she's even getting snaps on the other end.
Minute 59 to go in the first quarter. 9-3 Jackson Center. 9 points for Foch. Ball lobbed in foul line. Holly Fry poked away by Jackson Center. It's loose in the corner. Who's got it? And the players are lying on the ball. They're prone to the floor. Fort Laramie had possession, apparently, and the Redskins got a timeout. A minute 52 left in the first. Jackson Center 9, Fort Laramie 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured and meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, developing a quality name, building its customers one at a time. On the web at TomJerry's.com. On Dawson Road in Fort Laramie. Well, the Redskins, after the timeout, had a play planned, and the short jumper in the paint hit the heel, bounced away. It was knocked out of bounds by Fort Laramie. Now Jackson Center brings it down the floor, and we've got a deflected pass into the corner. The officials first ruled Fort Laramie ball, and now to overrule Jackson Center possession. That's the right choice.
They got it right.
A minute 36 to go, first quarter. Baseline right, Cassie Meyer lobs into Nicole Foat, top of the key. Nicole's got 9 points. She's been burning the nets. Here's Cassie Meyer, foul line, 13-footer. It's off to the left, no good. Rebound jerked down by Taylor Gaston of Fort Laramie. Lead out to Caitlin Lupke. Caitlin down the floor to Kristen Ware. Kristen, a 5'10 junior, on the court now with Kennedy Reese. Here's an entry to the post to Holly Fry. Missed the short one. Long rebound kicks to Jessica Berger. Her 10-footer in the lane is bouncing. A whistle. It came off. Foul against the Tigers. Jessica will get two. She actually shot that with the left hand.
She went to her left hand. That's the only way she was going to get it up on the rim. She is such a heavy basketball player.
Jackson Center has thrown a barricade around the lane, Chuck. Fort Laramie is thwarted when the Redskins get the ball in low. It's a traffic jam. Free throw by Jessica Berger. Soft touch. Front rim, back rim, and down through. 9-4 in favor of Jackson Center. A minute 9 to go, first quarter. Kennedy Reese on the court for the Tigers. A 5'5 sophomore. Cameron Elkert in there as well. A 5'6 junior. Kristen Ware, as I noted, is present. In addition, here's Cassie Meyer up the floor. Checked by Berger. Deflected pass by Berger. Kennedy Reese, though, gets it. Kennedy's doubled. Gets it to Cassie near the timeline. Trapping defense by Fort Laramie. Ball thrown to Elkert. Low on the left to Ware. Right in front. 7-footer. It rimmed and came out over the back. Foul against Jackson Center. Hard luck shot right there for Kristen Ware.
Boy, that was right on the rim. Not sure how it didn't drop.
It is 9-5 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers were up, Chuck, what, 9-1, was it?
It was 9-3. Yeah.
Right side of the floor, it is Olivia Quinter. Gives it up to Brandewee. Maddie's got the ball 25 feet away. Now Lupke. Brandewee, a 5'7 senior. Comes out to catch, deals to Lupke. Now Maddie posts up in the lane against Clark. 24 seconds to go, first quarter, 9-5 Jackson Center. Berger's got it for Fort Laramie, deep in the right corner against Cassie Meyer.
Berger bobbles. Meyer got a piece of it with the fingertips. It goes out of bounds. Fort Loramie keeps it with 19.1 to go in the first.
Well, there's not such a thing as an uncontested shot so far in this game.
No. And many dribbles have been contested very tightly. Here's a bobbled pass, top of the circle, stolen away by Jackson Center. Clark down the floor, lays it up and hangs on the rim and comes off. 10 seconds to go. Turnover before Loramie. Jackson Center couldn't convert. Redskins get it back. Long three by Berger. It's good! It beat the buzzer. Oh, what a lift for Fort Loramie. Jessica Berger tossed in a 26-foot three ball with a second to go in the first quarter. And here comes Fort Loramie right back in the thick of it. Tigers 9, Redskins 8 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We start the second quarter, Fort Loramie Redskins, with a chance to pump home five or six straight points. Jessica Berger got good lift and a long-range jumper, a three-pointer at the end of the first period, and hit a home run ball to make it a 9-8 game. Jackson Center still leads. Redskins try to post up down inside Maddie Brandewee or Holly Fry. Jackson Center Tigers are growling loudly on defense, especially in the paint. And the Tigers shake the ball free, force a jump, and get the arrow again.
Berger, who hit that three at the end of the quarter, showed emotion. You don't usually see that. She gave herself a good fist bump on that one.
Yeah. And she swished along when it was dead center. Perfect. 30 seconds gone here in the second quarter. Backdoor cut. Here is a good feed. Cassie Meyer hit a teammate driving. It was missed, no good. Rebound, Olivia Clark, no good. Holly Fry's got it. Clark goes over the shoulder.
Well, they're letting them beat each other up inside. They're letting it go both ways.
9-8. Jackson Center up one. If you just joined us, Nicole Foates got all nine for the Tigers. She has been scorching red hot, torrid from the outside. He's got a three-pointer. So does Jessica Berger for Fort Loramie. Behind the back, Berger. Up the floor. Pulls up foul line. Goes to Brandewee, 25 feet away. Maddie cross-court for Berger. Oh, it's telegraphed. Intercepted. Nicely done by Jackson Center. Picked off beautifully by Kennedy Reese. She has had a very good season for the Lady Tigers, coming on strong. The sophomore has been special here in the tournament. Jackson Center up one with the ball. 6:52 to go, second quarter. Esser with a spin move, lost it. Reese tracked it down 25 feet from the rim. Here's Esser, guarded by Lupke. Payton to the left wing. Now Cassie Meyer on top. Cassie goes to Clark in the post. Good overplay by Fry, who poked it free, stole it. Quickly down the floor to Berger, spots up, shoots the 12-footer short. Rebound caroms to Nicole Foote. Fort Loramie yet to lead in this game. 6:25 to go here in the second quarter. Meyer 30 feet out to clear out for Cassie. Baseline drive, defensive foul, Berger of Fort Loramie.
Probably the second team foul on the Redskins.
Not a bad strategy, Chuck. Occasionally for Jackson Center, you'd like to see Cassie Meyer get some clearance, open the floor up for her, let her try to take Jessica one-on-one. Never know. Berger could pick up a second foul, even a third one. Here's Cassie Meyer below the basket. Long, high, inbound throw to Esser at the timeline. She drives the lane and Katie Hoyne spiked it. Good block into the hands of Holly Fry. Here come the Redskins. Let's see if Fort Laramie tries to isolate Berger on Cassie Meyer this trip down. Between the rings, it is Olivia Quinter. 25 feet out, Holly Fry. She tries to look inside for Berger, who's attempting to post up. Quinter foul line now, Holly. Thrown into Berger. Deflected by Nicole Foth. Loose ball right corner. Traced down by Berger. Berger's got it back. Now to Hoyne. Jackson Center's defense has been very, very good. Tigers have thrown a net over the Redskins so far. Katie Hoyne below the foul line. Good defense by Olivia Clark. Nicole Foth helps out. And it all caused a travel as the offensive player for Fort Laramie was sandwiched. Nowhere to go.
I'll tell you, both ends of the floor, they are playing some outstanding defense.
And we saw that through the first two quarters of the second meeting between these two at Fort Laramie. We covered that game in early February on scoresbroadcast.com. Only 30 points between the two teams on that night at the half. Bad pass, Jackson Center. Picked off by Berger. Then Berger throws it away. Good steal by Pauline Meyer of Jackson Center. And head coach Scott Dosick gets a timeout. Defenses continue to dominate. 5:13 left in the second. 9-8 Jackson Center on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram on West Main and Fort Laramie. Super deals always. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. Well, he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at Geyer's, GAIERS Inc.com.
Well, they changed the foul, and Olivia Clark, they gave that one to her, which is true, and it was her second.
Uh-oh, Olivia's got two. She's still on the floor. She screens for Cassie Meyer, who goes to the foul line, gives to Pauline right down the lane, all the way to the rack, lays it in. Very fine drive by Pauline Meyer. Fort Laramie heaves it 60 feet to Berger. Berger into the lane, shoots with the left hand, no good. Rebound, volleyball around. Nicole Foth's got it. Nicole in backcourt to Peyton Esser. Now back to Nicole, over to Peyton.
Stolen by
a teammate, yep. 25 feet away, Pauline jacks up a three. Good! Pauline Meyer for Jackson Center with 5 points in 15 seconds. 14-9 Tigers. On the floor now for the Fort Laramie Redskins is Abby Holdhouse. Here's a drive into the lane by Holly Fry. Jackson Center rakes it free. It's down to the baseline. And the Tigers come out of there with the scrum and the ball. Peyton Esser, long lead out to Pauline Meyer. She catches, gives it back to Peyton. Here's Cassie for a triple. Good! Good! Wow. The Jackson Center Tigers are blistering the Nets. Ahead 17-8. Half the second quarter has gone by on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.OH.com.
Well, Chuck, I know a lot of high school coaches these days are tracking deflections, keeping track of the times defenders for that coach's team get a piece of the ball, whether it's a pass, a dribble, a rebound tip to a teammate. Here is Jessica Berger after the timeout, getting a great screen from 22 feet for Fort Lauderdale. And she pulls off another three-pointer. She's got two in this game, and it's 17-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Here's Peyton Escher, dribble drive into the lane. She's shut off, goes to Cassie Meyer. Her three-pointer is blocked by Jessica Berger, who recovers. Gives it down the floor to Gaston. Deflected, stolen away by Pauline Meyer. To Cassie, lead out to Escher. Driving, shooting, missing, no good. And Holly Fry's got the rebound. Peyton tried it with the left hand, couldn't get it to go. In backcourt, we've got a loose ball. It is juggled off Jackson Center last. 17-11 in favor of Jackson Center. Where I was headed with that, Chuck, is this. Jackson Center is getting so many deflections in this game.
It disrupts the offense because the ball doesn't get there like you want to with the timing.
You're right. Tigers are touching so many passes and dribbles and even rebounds, they cannot get their hands on completely. Here's an inside play by Berger to Fry, and it's knocked away from her. Good defense by Jackson Center. It went from Folk to Cassie Meyer, then Berger steals the handoff. Jessica out in front, all the way to the rim for 2 points. Jessica Berger trying to keep Fort Loramie in this game.
And she is the equalizer.
Yep. 17-13, Jackson Center by four. 2 minutes and 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Right wing, Pauline Myers got it for the Tigers. Cross court to Escher. Open from 15, doesn't try. Peyton retreats. Looks inside for Folk. Slammed out of bounds by Holly Fry. 2:20 left to go here in the second quarter. 17-13 in favor of Jackson Center, which led 17-8 with just under four to play in the period. Then Jessica Berger dropped in a long tray, and then Berger made a steal and a beautiful run out the other direction. Five straight for the Redskins. Fort Loramie's never led. Jackson Center has taken it right to Fort Loramie through the first 14 minutes. Here is Pauline Meyer, high post. Out back to Cassie, long three-pointer. Bullseye! Bullseye! Cassie Meyer's got another. Oh, and she gets on a roll. She is a splendid shooter. She's hot tonight. So is Nicole Folk. And so is Pauline Meyer. 7-point lead, Jackson Center. Lupke back of the foul circle for Fort Loramie. Try to throw in a long two-pointer from 19 feet. It didn't catch the rim, hit glass. Came off the backboard awkwardly to a Tiger. Fort Loramie was over-aggressive, trying to recover the ball and fouled it. And it goes against Quinter. And the Tigers will bring it down with a 7-point lead. And a minute 42 to go here in period number two. To midcourt on the bounce is Escher for Jackson Center. Right wing Pauline Meyer. Oh, nice lob down inside the Ware, but too far. And it goes out of bounds.
Excellent spot. Just about a half a foot too far.
Yep, the idea was a fine one. Execution into the play, not good enough. And Chuck, this reminds us of the game in the regular season, during which Fort Loramie had such a challenging time with Houston. It took the Redskins overtime to win at home against the Wildcats. Top of the circle, Hattie Meyer for Fort Loramie. Jackson Center, man-to-man, Cassie Meyer all over Jessica Berger. Berger's got the ball top of the key. 1:07 to go in the first half. Berger dribbling, dribbling, trying to get free. Weaves her way down the left side of the lane, then back out to Holly Fry. Then Berger cuts to the basket. She beats Cassie Meyer, catches, shoots, misses. Rebound is stuck in. Katie Hoying off glass for two. An alert rebound play by her. 20-15. Jackson Center up five. 48 seconds to go, first half. Here's Peyton Escher, 30 feet out, calling out a play. Dribbling against Lukey. Peyton left hand, bouncing, bouncing, foul line. Weaves low on the right for Nicole Folk, kicked out of bounds by Berger of Fort Loramie.
Well, they're running a 1-4 set, and Escher with the basketball, but somebody, when she gets stuck on top, somebody's got to move. They can't just stand there and watch.
Right.
That's what I used to yell at them. You didn't buy a ticket, so quit watching the game.
36 seconds to go here in the first half. Cassie Meyer tries the inbound. Sends one to midcourt. No one's home. Katie Horn tracks it down. And lo and behold, Kristen Ware comes up from behind to deflect it and steal it. Now to Peyton Esser, foul line. She's tied up in the lane. Got to get out of trouble. It goes to Cassie. Cassie staggered and traveled.
They need to pull that back out. There's only 21 seconds.
20-15, Jackson Center. Fort Lauderdale would get a real boost, Chuck, with points before the half.
Boy, if they get this thing down to three or two.
21.6 remaining, second period. 20-15, Jackson Center up five. Tigers have saved their best four tonight. Jackson Center's been really good the last two games, upsetting Tri-Village and Miami Valley. And they're trying to pull off a hat trick, make it three big upsets.
This would be the biggest.
In succession, looking for three in a row. Here's Berger, top of the circle. Her three-pointer's deflected. Loose ball below the basket, out of bounds. Not touched by Fort Loramie. Partially blocked on the play by Jackson Center. And with 9.7 to go, the Redskins will inbound. Low in the left, it's Quinter. Quinter looking. Berger cuts toward the rim. Catches low in the left. Drive, shoots. Rimmed, but she's fouled.
Wow.
Clever maneuver by Jessica Berger. She gave the impression to the Tigers she was going to pop out vertically to the top of the key, catch the ball, shoot the three. She gave a body fake that way, Chuck. And then she dipped her shoulder, went between two Tigers, headed toward the basket, caught the ball, missed it. But she's got two free throws, the first of which is strong.
Well, I'm going to say again that I think that she is the most valuable player in Division IV girls basketball in the state of, not just the Shelby County League, in the state of Ohio.
Agreed. Agreed. 7.8 to go. Second free throw by Berger. Good. 20-16. Fort Loramie by four. Berger comes to the sideline. Taylor Gasson back on the court for the final 7.8. Redskins drop back all the way to half court. And now here is Olivia Quinter chasing Peyton Esser, who streaks up the right side with five to go. And Peyton fumbled the ball into the Redskins bench with 3.1 remaining. Now maybe you insert Jessica Berger. Here she comes.
Oh, yeah, you got the ball. She's on the floor.
And the Redskins have an opportunity with a long three, a Hail Mary, to get this down to two at the halftime break. 3.1 left. Here's Maddie Brandewey entering the ball to Berger. It's stolen by Peyton Esser. Peyton drives, lays it up at the buzzer. She blew it. No good. Oh, what a tough break for Jackson Center.
Wow.
What a fantastic steal by Peyton Esser. Boy, a sleight of hand move by Peyton. She made the theft right in front of the Fort Lauderdale bench. I think she got the layup off in time.
She did. It would have counted.
Oh, it hit the backboard, the rim, and caromed away. That's 2 points the Tigers would love to have. But still, Jackson Center's in front by four, 20-16 here at the half. And Jackson Center, Chuck, has missed some makeable close-in shots. I can think of about four that have been on the backboard, the rim, and have not gone through.
Yeah, I mean, they outplayed Loramie in the first half.
Sure did.
And now they're going to have to outplay them again in the second half if they want to get the prize.
The Redskins could easily be behind by 8 or 10 points. It's only 20-16. Jackson Center leads Fort Loramie after two quarters of play. Very exciting, entertaining game. As I said, the Jackson Center Tigers are trying to pull off the stunner and make it three huge upsets in a row here in the tournament over Tri-Village, Miami Valley, and now Fort Loramie tonight. We've got two quarters to play. Tigers up four. Halftime report from Wilson Health Sports Medicine is next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman
Solomon is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville is owned by Adam Rice and reaches out to 8 small businesses in the area, providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, custom builds, and more. Plus, Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948 for Adam Rice, 538-6948. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Jackson Center in front of Fort Loramie by 4. That's the correct score. Tigers 20, Redskins 16. Halftime reports presented by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
I'm sorry, I was distracted. The Pop Rocks are out there. These girls are amazing with the jump rope, the routines that they do.
Aren't they sensational?
Let's look at the team stats first. Jackson Center, 7 of 17, 41%. 4 of 5 shooting threes, 80%, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Fort Loramie, 5 of 19 from the floor, that's 26%. 2 of 5 shooting threes, and 4 of 6 from the free throw line. The rebounding advantage is 15 to 9, Fort Loramie, 6 to 1 on the offensive boards. Turnovers, Jackson Center turned it 10 times, Fort Loramie turned it 11 times. That's a lot of turnovers for both teams. Individual scoring for Fort Loramie, they were led by Jessica Berger with 11. Then it drops all the way down to 2 for Quinter, 2 for Hoying, and a free throw for Holly Fry. They scored 8 in both quarters, 16 points. Jackson Center led by Nicole Fote, who scored 9 in the first quarter. And then they got 6 from Cassie Meyer and 5 from Pauline Meyer in the second quarter. They scored 9 and 11. They lead 20-16 at the half.
And, Chuck, I am distracted by this
<They're> amazing,
terrific halftime show being put on by some young middle schoolers. It's a jump rope routine, the music. They're out there jiving, dancing, hopping, skipping rope, and I'm bouncing in my seat.
Well, you got to love a good AC/DC song anyway.
Well, what do the Redskins have to do, Chuck, to get better offensively? Jackson Center has bottled up Fort Loramie's offensive attack.
Well, every time that that Holly Fry's touched the ball down in the paint, for one thing she's doing, and I saw Coach Siegel tell her this, she's bringing the ball down below, and that's allowing them to Jackson Center to get into her, and she can't get the ball back up to shoot it. But, hey, they need a whole lot of Jessica Berger in the second half, and cut down on the turnovers. Jackson Center on the other side, they just keep it, they're 4 of 5 shooting threes. If they can continue to do that here, if they can keep this lead through the third quarter, it's going to be a war to see who gets to go to Columbus.
Yeah, that 80% three-point shooting at Jackson Center is something we've talked about the last couple of weeks. We've said over and over again that every phase of the game for Jackson Center has been razor sharp, making this stretch run. And on a night when Jackson Center shoots the ball like these talented Tigers can, they can beat anybody. Case in point tonight through the first two quarters.
They played incredibly well. And Nicole Fote had a great start to the game, scored all 9 of the first points. And then Cassie Meyer buried 2 of 3, and Pauline Meyer hit her only 3. They have been really impressive. And on the other side, Caitlin Lupke, I've not really paid a lot of attention to the young lady's defensive. She is doing a great job at Peyton Esser right now in the first half.
And she's making Peyton really work awful hard.
Peyton was 0 for 5 shooting the ball, and she's been on quite a roll shooting it here recently.
Redskins have never led in this game. It's been Jackson Center from start to finish through the first 16 minutes of the first half. That's our halftime report. It's Fort Loramie trailing Jackson Center 20-16. Our intermission stats brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Vandalia Butler High School, where the Fort Loramie Redskins trail the Jackson Center Tigers 20-16 after two quarters of play. We're about 3 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, the crucial first few minutes of the second half upcoming. Winner of this game advances on to the state Final Four to play a game next Friday at 3 p.m. at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus.
And I'm going to say that whichever one of these teams wins, that game is probably going to be easier, and I don't mean that they're going to win it, but it's going to be easier to play that game than it is to play this one tonight for both teams.
And I'm going to say something else, Chuck, that makes me sound real smart. Shelby County is going to be represented in the state Final Four.
Well, you know what? Unless something really weird happens, I'm going to have to go with you on that one.
LaCal Equipment brings you this student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal asks us on scoresbroadcast.com to promote student academic success, and we do that throughout the season by talking about players, cheerleaders who perform well on the court and in the class too. A number of superb seniors who are student athletes for both Fort Loramie and Jackson Center. They'll graduate this spring. They'll be missed, but they have been great contributors at their high schools, fine ambassadors of their institutions. Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser, Nicole Foch, all seniors at Jackson Center. And for Fort Loramie, the 12th graders are Taylor Gasson, Olivia Quinter, Maddie Brandewey, Jessica Berger, Katie Hoying, and Holly Fry, all seniors. They represent their schools very, very well. Excellent student athletes, good players out there on the hardwood, as we've seen tonight. And they are under the spotlight tonight, thanks so much to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Well, Chuck, a very big shout-out before the third quarter begins. This is from the Fry family. Of course, Holly Fry, Rayanne Fry, play for the Fort Laramie Redskins. A big salute to the Fries, the Benzmans, the Kunks, who are listening in from all over the United States. Elkhart, Indiana, Florence, Kentucky, Seattle, Washington, eastern part of Virginia, Crystal Lake, Illinois, Whidbey Island, Washington, Cincinnati, and Hawaii as well. Fort Laramie with the ball to start the third quarter, down four. Holly Fry's got the ball, foul line extended left. Near side to Katie Hoying, who looks for Fry in the post. Left side to Lupke, inside the three-point arc, jump shot, 16-footer, no good off the heel. Rebound low to right, but Fry turning, missing foul, though, as somebody clamped down on her forearm.
Got to be three on Clark.
Olivia's got a trio of fouls now for Jackson Center, and she may have to get a respite from head coach Scott Nosek for at least a few minutes. Two free throws, Holly Fry, to cut the game to 2 points. She is getting it to roll over the front rim, and it crawled in.
That's a shooter's touch right there.
20-17, Fort Laramie behind by three. Jackson Center led 9-8 and then was up 17-8. Foul shot, Holly Fry. Bingo, she hits. Three-quarter court pressure by Fort Laramie. 30 seconds gone. Early second half. Two-point lead, Tigers, 2018. Here's Cassie Meyer bolting down the floor. Tried to stop on a dime and could not do it. A little bit of a shuffle.
Well, they got a problem if they're going to bring Cassie have the ball, bring it up against Berger. They need to make that change real quick.
Because Jessica is every bit as good a defender as she is offensive player.
No doubt about it.
Lupke, far left wing. Redskins shooting for the tie or the lead right here. Skip pass, low to the right to Hoying. Oh, good block by Olivia Clark. And the ball is deflected right to Nicole Folk. Back court to Cassie Meyer. Now Cassie hands off to Peyton Esser. She glides up over the timeline against Lupke. 22-18. Jackson Center ahead by two. 6:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Esser dribbling, foul line, pulls up. She's bumped as she shoots. It almost went in. She'll get two free throws. Good effort by Peyton Esser. She knew she had the defender on her hip, and she tried a long leaner, knowing contact was coming. Two free throws for Peyton. Holly Fry made two a moment ago for Fort Laramie. Peyton shoots and connects. Tigers by three, 21-18. Berger, Hoying, Lupke sit for Fort Laramie.
I know I sound like Esther's agent, but I'm telling you what, this young lady has turned into one heck of a basketball player.
Oh, her left knee got banged up big time. She hit the deck really hard against Miami Valley School, came right back in a half minute later. She's got one leg that's black and blue.
Yeah, it looks nasty.
She just pitched in two free throws, 22-18. Here's Berger behind the foul stripe for Fort Laramie. A jumper from there. No, off the back heel. Rebound is slapped out of bounds by Jackson Center.
Boy, I don't know. That either had to be a foul or it had to be Jackson Center's ball.
A lot of contact below the glass on that rebound attempt.
Well, it would have been the fourth one on Clark, so Jackson Center's probably lucky that was the call.
There's Quinter inbounding low to the left to Holly Fry.
try. Muscles went up, can't make it, but she is belted, and she's got two more. Well, you can tell the Redskins are making it an objective here in the third quarter to hammer that ball down low to Holly.
Well, they've run some outstanding out-of-bounds plays under their own basket.
Two foul shots for Holly. A lot of time taken by her. In and out, no good. It was down below the cylinder and snapped out of there somehow. 22-18 still. Jackson Center in the lead by four. 6:32 to go, third quarter. Second foul shot, Holly Fry. A couple of dribbles. She's pensive about this one, too. Eyes the hoop and drains it. 22-19. Jackson Center's lead is three. We've had five free throws scored here in the third quarter. Up over the timeline, Peyton Esser for Jackson Center. Veers left. Goes toward the baseline. Circles right back out. Being checked by Olivia Quinter. Jessica Berger overplaying Cassie Meyer. Cassie's got the ball top of the key. Dribbles. Hands back to Pauline Meyer, 25 feet away. Cross court, Nicole Foch. She's got an avenue toward the rim. Overshot it. Great rebound down low. Up and in. Oh, what a play by Kristen Ware. There's a deflected pass to Jackson Center and a steal. Boy, the Tigers are getting an infinite number of deflections. Fort Loramie not taking care of the ball, and Jackson Center is turning over the Redskins, who've got it once again. Kristen Ware with a great rebound shot, seconds to go. Here's Pauline Meyer, long triple. She made it! She made it! Pauline Meyer just arched in a 23-footer. And Jackson Center has restored an 8-point cushion. 5:20 left, third quarter. Berger baseline right. Cross court foul line to Quinter. Down low to Fry. Too high. It sails out of bounds. And Jackson Center, with a good start to the second half, Chuck, has got Fort Loramie reeling. The Skins are in hot water.
Yeah, they're in trouble right now.
Here is Jackson Center inbounding. Nicole Foat. Long pass midcourt. Caught on the play by Peyton Esser. Peyton drives to the right corner, running one-hander, banked, almost went in. Would have been a sensational shot, but it caromed out, and the rebound comes down to Fort Loramie. Peyton shot that amidst two or three defenders and made it close. Might have been thrown up there too quickly, could have been ill-advised. Tigers needed to run offense. Right wing, Miranda Reed for Fort Loramie, inside the three-point arc. Misses a 17-footer. It hit the back of the rim, climbed to the top of the backboard, hit a support up there. It's ruled out of bounds to Jackson Center. So the Tigers get a break, don't have to earn a rebound.
There you go. Abby Holdhouse and Rayanne Fry are checking into the game. Loramie's trying to find some offense.
Yep. Head coach Carlos Siegel is searching, searching, searching for a combination of five to produce points. Only 19 for Fort Loramie. We played 2.5 quarters. In backcourt, Peyton Esser. 8-point lead, Tigers. Esser up to Kennedy Reese. Stops, almost shot it. Retreated, gave it to Cassie Meyer. And here's an overguarding foul against Olivia Quinter. 17 feet from the rim as Cassie made her move toward the cup.
That's her second.
4:34 to go. Third quarter, 8-point lead, Tigers. It's been as much as 9. Jackson Center inbounding. Cassie on top to Kristen Ware. Ware's had a very good tournament. Boy, she's been strong on the glass. Solid defender on the interior. Top of the circle, holding Nicole Foch. On a weave to Kristen Ware. Ball high overhead, now to Kennedy Reese. Down to 4:18 to go. Cassie's got the three-pointer sized up. It's off the back of the rim and hits the scoreboard above the backboard. There's a clock up there with 4:15 remaining. It glanced off of that, so we've got a shot at each end in the span of 30 seconds that goes out of bounds above the glass. We're near the four-minute mark. Here's Holdhouse, left wing. Abby, a 5'10 sophomore. Near side to Rayanne Fry, a 5'5 junior. On top to Twitter. Olivia steers to the right. Olivia, 5'5 senior, straightaway Holdhouse back to Quinter. 18-footer, bounces off the rim, no good. Rebound, Berger down inside. Blocked on the play by Cassie Meyer. Fry's got it, raked away by Kennedy Reese. It's another two-shot foul with Holly Fry at the stripe. Jackson Center trying to come away with a defensive rebound. Couldn't quite get it done. Redskins, Chuck, have no one making even
medium range jump shots.
Holly Fry has been real active on the offensive glass. It's nice to see.
Holly shoots two. It's in the air. Good. 27-20. Jackson Center with seven. Second free throw here for Holly. Boy, she has been the force in the third quarter for the Redskins. She has been excellent on the glass and pretty sharp at the free throw line, too. Holly with another dribble. As Cameron Elkert wants to come in soon here for Jackson Center. She's at the scorer's table. Holly, a big deep breath, shoots him up and no good. It spun around and came out. The first one was right on target. The second one skimmed the iron three times, spun away. Here's Esser out of control, down the floor for Jackson Center. Coughed it up. It's a jump and the arrow favors the Tigers. What's Holly Fry been at the stripe in this game, Chuck?
2, 4, 6, 8. She's 5 for 8.
5 for 8. The last one was a heartbreaker. It spun around the iron a few times. Lipped the rim, came out. Here's Jackson Center inbounding. Lower the right to Ware. Fort Lormie got a boot on the ball, and it went out of bounds in the corner. With 3:31 to go in the third, the Tigers are up 7, 27-20.
Surprised that wasn't called a kick.
Yes, I agree with you. Here's Cassie Meyer inbounding to Peyton Esser, 25 feet away. Team foul situation, 4 on Jackson Center. Or I should say 3 on Jackson Center, 2 and 4 over. Here's Kennedy Reese out at midcourt. She had the ball, lost it, got it back just as she retrieved it. Rayanne Fry got a piece of her from the backside. It's ruled a common foul. And Jackson Center's Cassie Meyer will throw in. 3:21 to go, third quarter. Tigers still up by 7. Long pass, Cassie Meyer, ill-advised from out of bounds. Easy pick by Katie Hoying in the lane. As Cassie tried to throw a strike for Kennedy Reese, but no chance. Redskins with the ball behind the 7. 3:02 to go, third quarter. Right wing, Maddie Brandewee. Straight away, Rayanne Fry for a triple. Front rim, no good. And Kristen Ware is Johnny on the spot. Another rebound.
Well, they're just not getting Jessica Berger any shots here.
Nope. Up the right side, Peyton Esser for Jackson Center. Sprints into the forecourt. Throws cross court to Cassie Meyer, low in the left. And she ducks under, missed the shot. Foul, though, against Quinter of Fort Lormie. Good offensive set to free up Cassie Meyer. As she shook Jessica Berger, Cassie came darn close, Chuck, to getting that ball to inch up over the rim and go in for a three-point play chance. Now she's got to earn him at the stripe. Her first one is in there. 28-20, Jackson Center up 8. We're all the way down to 2:46 to go in the third quarter. Here comes Hattie Meyer. Here comes Holly Fry. After short spells on the bench, Quinter out, Hoying out. Jessica Berger is three-fourths of the length of the floor. Down here to her right, Peyton Esser on her, tight like a glove. Second foul shot, good. Cassie Meyer sinks two, and Jackson Center's got its biggest lead, 30-20, with 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Oh, this would be a shocker. Top of the circle with the ball, Berger, 4 for Lormie, near side to Hattie Meyer, back to Berger. Cassie on Jessica. Jessica stops the dribble. Hattie shoots a 3-ball. It bounds off the iron into the corner. Rayanne Fry gets it. She shoots a 3. It misses. Holly Fry's got the rebound below the rim. Spin, shoots a 7-footer. It danced off the iron. Nothing's going in for Fort Lormie. Redskins bench wanted a foul. Here come the Tigers, who eventually got the rebound after 3 misfires by Fort Lormie. Esser foul line. Fadeaway 15-footer short. Rebound Kristen Ware. Gets it out of trouble to Peyton Esser. Minute 50 to go in the third. Meyer fakes left, goes right, and she walks big time. And Cassie has a tendency to want to go, Chuck, too fast without getting the ball down on the hardwood first. A minute 52 to go in the third quarter.
I thought that was wrong.
Yeah, scoreboard briefly said 30-20. We're corrected. It's 29-20. That matches the Tigers' biggest lead. Step back three by Berger. It clangs off the rim. Maddie Brandewee, uncontested rebound is good.
29-22 in favor of Jackson Center. The Tigers are getting whipped here in the third quarter by Fort Laramie's offensive rebounders. Here's Cassie Meyer, dribble drive into the lane. Bad bounce pass picked off by Hattie Meyer, but she took steps. Well, that's a tough break for Hattie because it was a great steal, but she was so out of balance when she got it, she couldn't stop herself.
Yep. 29-22 in favor of Jackson Center, which led 29-20 with a minute 49 to go in the third quarter. Tigers inbounding below the rim. Cassie Meyer to midcourt to Peyton Nesser, who reaches high to Spirit. Clock running down, 113, 112 left in the third. Out high, it's Pauline Meyer dribbling, top of the key, foul line in the lane. Oh, it circled the rim three times and came out. And then Cameron Elkins trying to rip the ball away from Rayanne Fry, fouled. Tough break on that shot by Jackson Center.
That's the first miss by Pauline Meyer tonight. She has been incredibly good.
That jumper by Pauline from 15 feet away circled the rim. That's the way I clean off the pie plate, Chuck. I take that knife and just drag it around the rim of that plate, and that's what Pauline Meyer's shot did.
It was all the way down. You can see half the ball down below the rim.
It sure could. 58 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie with the ball. Here is a shot fake by Rayanne Fry behind the arc. Near side pass to Berger. Cassie Meyer all over her. Jessica tries to shake free, and the ball is pounded loose from Jackson Center. It goes out of bounds to the Redskins. Good double team by Peyton Nesser. Boy, Jessica Berger is trying to maneuver, but she's in a closet. The Tigers' defense is that good.
She has 11 points. I don't think she's taken more than one shot here in the second half.
The ball inbounded to Berger 25 feet away, and Cassie Meyer's on her back.
That's going to be Cassie's second, so that's not real critical at this point.
If the scoreboard's correct, that's team foul five on Jackson Center. Fort Laramie's picked up four. Still a seven-point game. Ball thrown left corner, Jessica Berger against Ware. Running hook shot through the lane. Off the flange, no good, but a great rebound by Rayanne Fry, though, to keep it alive. Cross court to Brandewee. Back out to Gasson between the rings. Left side, Rayanne looks for a screen, can't get it. Here's Taylor. Right corner, Maddie Brandewee. Into the post to Berger. Good overplay by Ware, who knocks it loose. It's going out of bounds. Touched by the Redskins.
A lot of contact, but I'm telling you, they haven't called it the whole game, so you're not going to get a call now.
22 seconds to go in the third quarter. Fort Laramie's on the hot seat. The Redskins are in trouble. Jackson Center has played brilliantly. Up the right side comes Peyton Nesser. Tigers try to pull off the upset. Ball knocked out of bounds by Berger, side court with 10.6 to go. Let's see what the Tigers run here. Ahead by 7, 29-22. Jackson Center's defense has been super all year, especially good here in the tournament. This is no surprise. Jackson Center's defense outstanding once more. 6 seconds to go. Cassie Meyer, foul line runner, blocked by Berger, picked up by Kristen Ware. Heaves it toward the rim, no. Rebound for Laramie as the third quarter finishes. Jackson Center's ahead by 7. Tigers 29, Redskins 22 on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you.
Sydney Car Care.
Putting pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and sense.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. at Vandalia Butler High School. The Jackson Center Tigers cling to a 7-point lead over Fort Laramie. We start play here in the fourth. Redskins have possession. The Tigers trying to pull off a stunner, a shocker heard around the state. Jackson Center's defense has been tremendous throughout the tournament. It's especially good once again here tonight. Only 22 points for Fort Laramie in over 24 minutes. Here's a long three ball outside the arc, right wing by Rayanne Fry to kick off the fourth quarter for Fort Laramie. And the Redskins have whittled Jackson Center's lead to 4, 29-25. Maybe that's the spark that head coach Carlos Siegel's team needs.
Well, that was a nice shot by Rayanne.
Here's a bad pass by Peyton Esser, intending to reach Cassie Meyer, cutting through the lane. It's picked off by Maddie Brandewey. Brandewey down the floor for Fort Laramie. He gives it up to Gasson, back to Berger. Collision near the timeline. Team foul 6 on the Tigers.
Well, I'll tell you what, she did foul her, but about 15 seconds earlier before he called it. That time, there was no foul there, but the Laramie fans got that call for him.
7 minutes, 13 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 29-25, Tigers up 4. Rayanne Fry, deep left corner, Holly Fry. Back to Rayanne. Near side to Taylor Gasson. Deep right corner, Brandewey, a long 2. It's around the rim, 3 times and out. Another offensive rebound by Fort Laramie. Ball thrown to Holly Fry. On the arc to Gasson, and the Redskins restart.
Boy, Rayanne Fry has been an offensive rebounding machine here in the second half.
She sure has. Fort Laramie's dominated the offensive glass here in the third quarter. I should say in the third and fourth quarters. And as Holly Fry positions herself down low, while Rayanne Fry is set to shoot a triple from the corner, Holly is called for clearing out in the paint. 5 team fouls for Fort Laramie, 6 in Jackson Center. 6:38 to go in the game. Fort Laramie behind the 5. Here's Peyton Esser, dribble drive down the lane. Handoff baseline left to a teammate, and then Peyton ran through a Redskin. Player control foul.
Took it too deep. She has to stop at the foul line there or take it to the rim, one of the two.
Again, a good idea, but pull up a little short, then right. Deliver the ball on the block to the post player. 6.5 left. 4-point lead, Jackson Center. Top of the circle, Gasson. Deep left corner, Rayanne Fry. Now Brandewey. Baseline right, Holly Fry. 15-footer. Bingo! Here come the Redskins. 7 straight by Fort Laramie, overlapping the end of the third and the start of the fourth. 29-27. Fort Laramie up 2. Here's Peyton Esser with the ball at midcourt. Dribbling to the top of the key. What do we have? Timeout, Jackson Center. Check this game, reminding me a lot of last year's regional semifinal between Fort Laramie and Rushi.
That was another Shelby County basketball clash.
Yep.
And this has been a great basketball game. And it's going to be a shame that one of these teams is going to have to end their season. But this has been a lot of fun.
Yep, sure has. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Tigers up a 2. Timeout called by head coach Scott Dosick of Jackson Center. Chuck, was it a full?
Yes.
It was. Time in for us to talk a little bit about Brookins in Fort Laramie, the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too, with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go all around. There's just no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street. On the web at Brookins-USA.com. Jackson Center inbounding after the timeout. Intercepted the Gasson. Down to Fry, low to the right. Baseline Brandewey on top to Berger. The three-pointer sends the Redskins in the lead. Here's a pass attempted by Brandewey to Fry in the middle of the paint. Busted up the Jackson Center, but a foul call.
Well, the momentum has absolutely switched.
One and one for Holly Fry for the tie. 29-27 Tigers. deep breath from Holly. She's been at the stripe often. It's good. She's what, Chuck? 6-for-9 at the free throw line?
Yes.
29-28. Jackson Center up one. Tigers have been held scoreless now for about 3 minutes 50 seconds. Fry hits them both, and the Redskins are even with Jackson Center. 29-29 deadlock. 5:48 to go in the game. Here's Folk to midcourt. To Pauline Meyer, back to Folk. She bobbled. Can't hang on. Redskins have got the loose ball. Here's Berger at midcourt. Right side pass to Ray and Fry. This possession for the lead. Berger baseline, 10-foot bank. It rims, no good. Strong rebound, Cassie Meyer. Meyer in backcourt, lost it. Diving forward, Berger. Berger's got it. Let's see what's been called. Timeout, Redskins. Timeout, Redskins. Big play in this game. Berger rims the short jumper. Cassie Meyer got the rebound. And the tenacity from Fort Laramie is causing Jackson Center a lot of fits handling the ball right now.
Well, no doubt about it. They just need to relax and go down, and they need to get a shot off. They haven't had a shot in about a half an hour.
Nope. Right. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue, offers extremely high-quality furniture. Price just right to meet your budget. Go to the website for even greater savings. Take advantage of the $25 off coupon at the Goffney website, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, GoffneyFurniture.com, Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Goffney Furniture, Route 47, west of I-75 in Sydney. 29-29 tie. Here's Holly Fry in the post. Left corner, Rayanne Fry. Out back to Taylor Gasson, 5:15 to play in the fourth quarter. We're tied at 29. Left wing, Brandewee. They search for Berger. Cassie Meyer on her near side of the floor. Let's see if she goes back door. They post her up, baseline right. Turning is Berger. Left-handed shot deflected. Good play by Cassie Meyer. Nicole Folk got the rebound. Stolen by Berger. Berger's shot is blocked with a foul. But the Jackson Center Tigers simply cannot clutch the basketball for a very long period right now. Sooner or later, Fort Laramie is prying it loose. They're shaking the ball free. And Berger, with two shots, fouled in the act of shooting, can give the Redskins their first lead. She's got it. With 4:55 to go in the game, Jessica Berger drops in a free throw to give Fort Laramie its first advantage, 30-29. Second shot on the way, yes. 31-29 in favor of Fort Laramie, which has nailed 11 straight. Jackson Center scoreless in this game now for almost 5 minutes. Esther to midcourt for the Tigers. Goes right to Pauline Meyer. Right corner to Cassie. Shot fake. Spin move through the lane. Left-hand drive. It banked and rolled in and out. Oh, real tough break. Rebound for Laramie. Stolen by Cassie Meyer. Layup is good. And a foul against Fort Laramie.
That is why you don't save the basketball under the opponent's basket. That was just like throwing an assist to her.
Yep. And Cassie missed the first one. Somehow, it skipped off the ring. Fort Laramie got the rebound, saved it right back into Cassie. Cassie scored, was fouled. Free throw by Cassie Meyer, no good. Rebound lower the left by Olivia Clark. Great job by her. Foul Fort Laramie, and it's a 1-1. Interesting sequence of developments right here, Chuck. We're tied at 31, 4:29 to go. Bonus opportunity for Clark for Jackson Center. He's got to make the first to get the second. 31-31 deadlock. Olivia aims and makes it. And Jackson Center is in front again, 32-31 with 4:29 to go. Second shot coming up here for Olivia Clark.
Tiger crowd gives a yell. Olivia missed it long. It hit the back rim, went way up and came down and rattled in. 33-31. Tigers back up at two. There are four quick points for Jackson Center to wipe out a two-point deficit. Little pick and roll. Holly Fry not open, though. Left corner, Maddie Brandewey. Good drive. Shot blocked from behind. It's loose in the corner. Knocked out of bounds by Jackson Center. Again, tight D by the Tigers around the rim. Jackson Center could not acquire the rebound, though. 4:10 left in the game. Jackson Center up two. Here's Olivia Quinter throwing it right into the hands of Pauline Meyer, who makes the easy pickoff. Now to Peyton Esser. Wow, with under five to play, Fort Laramie took the lead, 31-29. Jackson Center has overtaken the Redskins. 3:50 to go in the fourth. Deep in the right corner, Cassie Meyer. Start to drive against Berger. It's ruled offensive. Minutes, 48 seconds to go in the fourth, and Cassie Meyer has picked up number four. Well, that was a real critical call in this game. One of those 50-50 decisions, Chuck. Is it a block? Is it a charge? We were perhaps too far away.
Too far away yeah. For me to give you an opinion.
Jackson Center Tiger fans said that Jessica Berger was moving. Fort Laramie fans said that Cassie Meyer extended the elbow. Here's Berger posting up low on the left. In the corner, three ball, Fort Laramie. Long one way short by Quinter. And on the deck, it's tied up. Jackson Center Tigers get the possession. 3:31 to go. Tigers up the two. 33-31. Entering the ball in backcourt is Foat. Now to Esser. She's doubled right away. She needs help. Kennedy Reese on this side of the floor. Esser is still in backcourt, circling the wagons. Fires up to Nicole Foat, who makes a great left-handed catch. Here's Nicole down the lane. Oh, what a play! What a play! Nicole Foat with a teardrop running full steam. It caught the back rim, stuck, and fell through. Great shot by Foat. 4-point lead Redskins. 3 minutes to go. Or I should say 4-point lead Tigers. 3 minutes to go. Here's Holly Fry in the left corner. Fort Laramie trailing by four. Six straight to Jackson Center. Right wing Rayanne Fry. They look inside for Berger. She's got it in the post. Foul line jumper, Gasson. Good! Good delivery by Berger. She felt pressure from the back.
Yeah, she got triple teamed and found Gasson, and Gasson did a great job. Was hitting that jumper right there. That was a pressure shot.
Berger laid it off to Gasson for the two-pointer. Here's Esser, right wing, gets it up to Pauline Meyer, and we've got a timeout at Jackson Center. 10 team fouls on the Tigers, 7 on Fort Laramie. Jackson Center leads by 2, 35-33, with 2:27 left in the fourth. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Chuck, the Jackson Center Tigers answered the call, falling behind by two.
Yep.
And at that point in the game, we had, about 4:50 to go when Fort Laramie went up. And then Jackson Center scored six straight to go ahead before. A Taylor-Gasson jumper, and it's a two-point contest. And here's a pass right side of the court. Pauline Meyer to Kennedy Reese. It's too hot. It splatters off the palms of her hands into the first row. Turnover, Fort Laramie possession.
Yeah, Fort Laramie took the first lead of the game with 4:55 to go.
Yep, that's exactly what I thought. I wrote it down, just under five. Here comes Fort Laramie behind the two. We're just short of the two-minute mark. Here's a backdoor cut to Taylor Gasson trying to find Jessica Berger, and she airmailed that one
12 feet in the air over Jessica's head.
Well, there's got to be some nerves out there right now. There's 2 minutes to go to get to Columbus. Both teams are a little tight.
The team that wins plays at 3 o'clock next Friday in a state semifinal. Here's Cassie Meyer bolting up the left side of the floor. Looks for help. She's double-teamed, triple-teamed. Bounce pass to Pauline. Cross-court, wide-open player, Kristen Ware. She misses, but she is smacked from behind.
Yeah, that was a good foul because that was about to be a layup.
And a very good look on the pass by Jackson Center because Fort Loring is double-teaming, triple-teaming the ball out at the top of the key. Players have to be open for the Tigers, who did find Kristen Ware. She was fouled hard enough. She could not convert on the shot. Two free throws here. The first one, it flipped the rim. It dipped in and then dipped right back out. Boy, there have been a number of what Coach McGuire used to call criers. Shots that would bring you to your tears. Second free throw, way short, long rebound. Holly Fry of Fort Loring. Jackson Center doesn't make either shot at the stripe. A minute 40 to go. Fort Loring behind the two with the ball. Berger 30 feet away. Little pick and roll down inside for Fry. I think she took steps. Yep, she did.
Good help defense that time because the pick and roll was set up perfectly.
I tell you what, Jackson Center has really been clued in defensively. 35-33, Tigers up two. We've got 8 players in backcourt. Pressure being applied. Now 10 players in backcourt. It's inbounded to Cassie Meyer. She streaks up over the timeline. Berger reaches in. No foul. It's delivered to Kristen Ware. Back to Cassie Meyer. Off to Peyton Nesser. A minute 26 to go. Tigers up two, 35-33. Jackson Center's in the 1-1. Fort Loring's in the double bonus. Here's Nesser, 30 feet out. Fort Loring on the chase. Esser foul line. Pull up, Jay.
Good!
Peyton Esser drained the 15-footer. Tigers by 4. Here is Quinter driving, running, shooting. Blocked by Folt. Backcourt to Esser. Fort Loring's got a foul. Redskins do. 1 minute to go. And Jackson Center is in the lead by 4.
Esser had a good time for the first basket of the game right there.
Peyton Esser eluded trouble last possession. She had the ball, was in a double team. It was congested 25 feet from the hoop. She shook free, went to the foul line, and tossed one in while motoring toward the basket. It was a crucial shot with about a minute 20 to go to lift Jackson Center to a 4-point advantage, 37-33. Fort Loring's had one lead in this game with just under 5 to play. Jackson Center quickly took it back. Esser free throw line, 1-1, and it's good. And Jackson Center's up with 5.
Quinter fouled out on that last call, that last foul also.
Olivia Quinter gone. The senior fouls out for Fort Loring. Here's free throw number 2 by Esser of the Tigers. Bouncing around and going in. It's in. A lot of English on it, but it stayed on the iron. It trickled through. Berger up the floor. Quick 3 for Fort Loring. Way off the mark. No good. Rebound Kristen Ware. Hand off to Esser. Now Cassie Meyer. 37 seconds to go. Meyer in backcourt. Delivers to Pauline. Tigers have got it into the cross, and we've got a foul. 70 feet from the bucket.
No, timeout.
Timeout by Jackson Center, which Chuck, I don't think, was going to get it to the timeline.
Oh, no, they didn't have a chance.
No.
Kosick made a great call right there.
He sure did. Jackson Center was stopped in backcourt. I think the count was up to maybe 8 or 8.5, and the Tigers were still stalled way back in the foul circle down to a right. Jackson Center was going to give the ball up on the 10-second count with about 40 ticks to go. Scott Dosick with the timeout of the game right there.
Well, now, if this continues the way it's going, we have to figure out the last time the Jackson Center boys and girls got to the state in the same year.
Well,
maybe I got in the car to head of the horse a little bit.
If they've never been to the region,
there's a good chance that they haven't. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. But I like your humor.
Well, you know. Boy, the Fort Laramie Redskins have given it their all here tonight, Chuck.
It's been a heck of a basketball
game. Jackson Center has played its very best game of the year. The Tigers have put together excellent games in the last week, upsetting Tri-Village, upsetting Miami Valley School, knocking off Anna last regular season game of the year to enable Fort Laramie to win the Shelby County League outright. Jackson Center looking for shocker number 4 in a row.
I have to admit that when they went down 2 here, I thought, well, what a heck of a run they had. What a comeback they have had. They're just playing amazing basketball.
Incredible game at Jackson Center, which inbounds. It's Esther guarded by a defender from Fort Laramie. It's Gasson trailing. She hooks her, and Peyton Esther's at the stripe. Double bonus. That's number 10.
Foul number 10, Taylor Gasson. That's her second.
39.3 to go. Olivia Quinter's fouled out. Jackson Center's inside game has been fantastic. Kristen Ware, Olivia Clark, Cassie Meyer, Nicole Fote. They have bottled up the Redskins' passing and cutting game around the rim. Two free throws, Jackson Center for an 8-point lead. It's good. Peyton Esser is right on the money.
This is where she's picked up in all three of their big wins is in the fourth quarter.
It is a 7-point contest, 40-33. Esser wants more. Got it again. 41-33. Jackson Center leads by 8. 33 seconds to go. Berger dribbles, drives down the lane. Deflected shot by Ware. Fote got the rebound. Foul, Fort Laramie. Again, Jackson Center with Dynamite D around the hoop, Chuck. Another deflected shot. Jackson Center's deflections tonight on passes, dribbles, shots. An infinite number. It's got to be in the 40s and 50s.
Yeah, today, this has been a great, great effort by the Tigers. Just an outstanding effort.
Double bonus, Nicole Fote, Jackson Center on its way. Good.
Nobody beats Fort Laramie in a regional final. It just doesn't happen.
Nicole Fote pumped home 9 points in the first quarter. Didn't score in the second quarter, third quarter. She's got 3 here in the fourth. That free throw hits the back iron. No. Rebounded by Berger of Fort Laramie, which is down by 9. 25 seconds left. Berger out of control. Down the lane. All the way to the rim. Bailed out. Defensive foul. Jackson Center. 23.1 to go, Chuck. It's going to take a miracle now for Fort Laramie to get back to the state Final Four for the fifth consecutive year.
Well, Jackson's going to have to. When they inbound the ball, you can't assume you're going to get fouled. You better be strong with it.
Berger shooting, swishing for Fort Laramie. 42-34. Tigers by 8. Jackson Center led most of the three quarters by 6, 7, 8, 9 points. Berger hits 2. Fort Laramie got a very short-lived lead at the 4:55 mark here in the fourth, and then very quickly, Jackson Center drained the nets with 6, went back up 4. Redskins have not caught the Tigers since. Timeout called, 42-35, 7-point lead for Jackson Center, 23.1 to go.
Well, this is where you talk about it, and it's not a cliche. It's hard to beat a team 3 times in a season, especially one that has improved as much as Jackson Center has improved here in the second half of the season. They are playing outstanding basketball. I don't look at this as a huge upset.
Two very competitive teams, Jackson Center, will support that comment you just made, Chuck. Again, by virtue of the fact the Tigers beat Anna, Tri-Village, Miami Valley, Anna to close the season. The other two, the most recent tournament games, the Tigers clearly proved here in the month of March, they were a far better team than they were in November, December, and January. And 20 wins on the year proves that they're shooting for another one here tonight, attempting to knock off Fort Laramie and spring a major surprise. It's a 7-point game, 23.1 to go. Ball inbounded to Esther. Esther tries to bolt up the right side of the floor, caught from behind by Hattie Meyer. And now the Redskins substitute freely 3 new players at side court for Fort Laramie. Jackson Center Tigers within 21.2 of shocking
the world in D4 girls basketball here in the state of Ohio. And Esser, D35, Peyton Esser, 7 straight free throws. A huge bucket in this game by Peyton. And now with the Fort Laramie line changes, here comes the line change for Jackson Center.
Well, that brings tears to my eyes when you see the seniors come out that affects so much for Fort Laramie.
Fort Laramie Redskins with 6 seniors who bow out of tournament play here tonight. Taylor Gasson, Olivia Quinter, Maddie Brandewee, Jessica Berger, Katie Hoying, and Holly Fry. Esther finally misses one. It's an 8-point game, 18 seconds to go. Rayanne Fry hurries into the forecourt. She's in the far corner, lobs it toward the basket to a teammate. It hits the rim. The rebound volleyball out of bounds off Fort Laramie with 10 seconds to go. The Jackson Center Tigers have been superior tonight. They're going to edge out Fort Laramie, and Cameron Elkert and Peyton Esser hug each other at the Tigers bench. There's a long running one-hander by Fort Laramie. Stang in the game now, shoots it from 20 feet. Sarah missed it. It's out of bounds to Jackson Center. 4.3 to go. It will be Bedlam here at Vandalia in seconds. It is over, and the Jackson Center Tigers have shot Fort Laramie 43-35 here at Vandalia Butler tonight. I'm sure head coach Paula Siegel would be the first to say that we were outplayed.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
And the teams congratulate each other right in front of the scorer's table at side court. The Jackson Center Tigers put a whooping on Fort Laramie here this evening by the final tally of 43-35. The Tigers advance to 21-7 on the year. The Redskins close out the campaign at 23-5. Jackson Center will play next Thursday at 3 o'clock in the state Final Four in the semis. Of course, we don't know the opponent. If we can get a final score and figure out who the Tigers will be confronted with next Thursday at 3, we'll pass it along to you. Or I should say next Friday at 3, next Friday Center in Columbus. The Tigers pull off a big surprise here tonight at Vandalia Butler. M&A Muffler and Tire, a proud sponsor of Fort Laramie Games on scoresbroadcast.com. A tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Take advantage of high-tech computer diagnostics to prevent major problems. Free pickup and delivery too. Call Geppy and Jeff Gebhardt at 937-295-3971. 295-3971. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie.
Lady Redskins, a big round of applause. Congratulations on a great
day. Tell you what, Chuck. So much respect being shown by both crowds, both teams. You know, this was a game after which the Tiger faithful of the Tiger players could have crashed the floor. They could have crashed the floor, but there's just so much respect.
Well, there's no doubt. I mean, they know what they accomplished tonight.
Yeah,
and they did it with a lot of class. And Fort Laramie with the loss, but not something they're used to. They did it with a lot of class, too. It's a whole lot easier to win with class than it is to lose with class.
Very good point. Very good point. The 3 seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers hold the regional championship trophy high. Peyton Esser, Pauline Meyer, Nicole Fote. And now photo ops for the Jackson Center Tigers down to our left. And we will try our very best to catch up with head coach Scott Dosek of Jackson Center and maybe a player or two.
I already told Peyton if they won, she had to come talk
okay.
to us.
Okay, all right. I like it.
It's becoming tradition.
Yes,
volleyball. Yep. And then their wins in the basketball tournament.
Now, Peyton Esser at the free throw line, what, 7-for-8 in the fourth quarter, Chuck? And a big bucket, a real big two-pointer. I think that shot by her lifted the Tigers from a 2-point lead to a 4-point lead at that point in the game.
Yes, that was huge. That was huge.
Head coach Scott Dosek here at side court greeting his family. Let's see if we can catch up with Coach Dosek, and then maybe Chuck, maybe Scott, in just a couple, 3 minutes after some net trimming. Maybe we can grab the senior, Peyton Esser, Pauline Meyer, Nicole Folt. We'll try for just a few minutes. Scott Dosick is here at Media Row. Congratulations, Scott. Everybody's going to term this an upset. It was, in the sense that the Fort Laramie Redskins were the defending state champs. They had a better record than did Jackson Center on the season. Fort Laramie won the league crown, but the Tigers beat Anna at the end of the regular season, upset Tri-Village, knocked off Miami Valley School. Looking back now, looking back even before this game, the way the Tigers were playing, those really were not true upsets. The state is going to say Fort Laramie was upset tonight, but Jackson Center outplayed the Redskins for four quarters. Brilliant game by your club.
Excellent job.
Outstanding game plan. Only once for a brief half minute did Fort Laramie lead in this game, right around the 450 mark.
Yeah.
Peyton Esser came up big for you. Seven of eight at the stripe in the fourth. She hit that big runner just below the foul stripe to restore the four-point lead for you.
Amen. But you talk about Peyton late, but if we don't have Nicole early, woo, she scored our first 9 points, and then our other senior, Pauline, she hit 8 points. They're just playing as a team, as a group. They're a great bunch of girls. They're buying in what we're trying to get them. Just like tonight, we knew what we had to do, and the girls knew what they had to do. Kristen Ware was a post player.
Ooh,
you know,
yeah,
she stepped up big today, guarding the guard. Probably the best girl that I've seen in 20-some years, Jessica. Just a Super Bowl player, and Kristen did an excellent job. We just tried to eliminate her touches. But, you know, my hat's off goes to Carla and her program. It's an excellent program, you know. But I'm just so excited that we got it done tonight. Yep.
The Fort Laramie program sure is an excellent program.
Yes, it is.
Four straight trips to the Final Four, two state championships in the last 4 years. A mark of excellence for sure. With a big capital E on excellence.
Right.
However, a fifth trip to the state
did not happen tonight.
We didn't
want it to happen tonight.
Didn't
let it happen.
The Tigers growl big time. In a nutshell, Coach, describe for us in 25 words or less your game plan. What was the approach?
Our game plan tonight was to deny Jess the ball as much as possible. If you watch, I'm mostly a man-to-man guy, but if you looked at the second half we came out, we threw a diamond in one trap deny half court, and our girls bought into it. We threw it in a day, and they got it done in the second half. Big turning point. Okay, gentlemen, I thank you very much, and I'll see you next weekend Columbus.
Hey, Coach Scott Dosick of Jackson
Center,
relish this moment the rest of the weekend. Relish this moment the rest of this weekend. Celebrate, then get prepped beginning early next week for the state semifinal on Friday at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. Game time at 3. We'll be on the web at 2:40 for the state semifinal, Jackson Center against its opponent next Friday in Columbus. Chuck, let's take a momentary break. Do we want to do our Clancy's right now?
Yeah, give me a second to look at it because I'm not real sure who I'm going to pick. I think Jessica Berger with 15 points and Holly Fry with 9. I think those two seniors are the Clancy's players of the game for Fort Laramie. And on the other side, I mean, there's probably, I could probably pick the whole team. Pauline Meyer, she's got to get one. She had 8. She's got to be one of the players. Esser there in the fourth quarter, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 points. She's got to have it. 11, 12 points for Fote. Sure, we're going to give her one. And then 10 points for Cassie Meyer. We're giving out 4 of them. Clancy's
like
won't mind.
I like that. Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. 4 stars of the game for Jackson Center, as Chuck noted. Pauline Meyer, Peyton Esser, Cassie Meyer, Nicole Fote. Boy, you might as well throw in Kristen Ware.
She was terrific too. Let's give her one too.
Yeah, she did all the little things they don't show in the scorebook. Her defense and rebounding, outstanding.
Well, and Olivia Clark, if we give out the 6 of them, but she had a bunch of blocked shots, and she made 2 huge free throws there in the fourth quarter.
Sure did. Yep. And for Fort Laramie again, Holly Fry, Jessica Berger, those two seniors will graduate along with 4 others, Taylor Gasson, Olivia Quinter, Maddie Brandewee, and Katie Hoing. 12th graders graduating this spring for Fort Loramie. They will be missed, tough to replace, but you can count on the Fort Loramie program to be right back again next season, mighty strong in 2016-17. We've enumerated for you our Clancy Stars of the Game, Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, as Chuck and I were recalling some of the fourth quarter of this game, won by Jackson Center by 8, 43-35. Fort Loramie went ahead by 2 with just under 5 to play. Then there was a big sequence. Cassie Meyer missed a short shot below the rim. It was saved in bounds below the basket by Fort Loramie, right back to Cassie,
yep,
who dropped it in to put the Tigers and Redskins in a dead heat. One possession later, after Fort Loramie didn't score, Jackson Center got a bucket or two free throws, and I think it was the next sequence down the court, Chuck, after Fort Loramie didn't score, when Peyton Esser hit the floater below the foul stripe to lift the Tigers' lead back up to 4.
Yeah,
six straight points. Yep. Six straight points by Jackson Center after Fort Loramie had earned a two-point lead with just under 5 to play. That was, again, the turning point. What a statement. Great response by Jackson Center after Fort Loramie had gone ahead. Pauline Meyer perhaps is headed over our direction. We'll get a chance to chat with Pauline Meyer, one of three seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers. And Nicole Fote is coming over. Here comes Nicole. Wow. Nicole Fote was fantastic. Nicole, one of three superb seniors for these Jackson Center Tigers. Nicole with a great game. As head coach Scott Dosick said just a moment ago, Nicole, hey, we would not have had a chance to win this game in the fourth quarter had it not been for the red-hot start delivered to us by Nicole in the first quarter. What did you eat for breakfast and lunch today?
We just had our typical team meal. I mean, nothing too special. I had my chocolate milk that my coach gets me for most games.
Boy, I tell you what, you were pumping them home left and right. What was the sensation you were feeling? Obviously, you had some clearance. You weren't guarded real closely. Fort Loramie was nearby. A hand was within the vicinity. But you drained shot after shot after shot. Did you know in the pregame, Nicole, you were going to begin the contest so torrid from the outside?
I mean, I had no idea. I just go out there and try to play the best I can.
Well, you had 9 in the first quarter, and then tell your teammates, shame on them, they didn't get you the ball enough in the second and third quarters because you didn't score in the second and third, and then you got 3 more big points in the fourth to finish with 12, and you had a tremendous game around the basket.
Thank you.
I told Chuck throughout the contest that the deflections, the times the Tiger ladies got hands on the ball, dribbles, passes, rebounds, the deflections, phenomenal tenacity shown by your team. Very tenacious. Congrats.
Thank you.
Wow. Senior Nicole Fote, averaging about 12 or 13 a game all year long, hit that mark today for Jackson Center, and it's off to the state Final Four as she makes an assist, a handoff by Nicole to Pauline Meyer. Pauline, congratulations. You, like Nicole, were sharpshooting throughout the game here today. My goodness, how many three-pointers did you have? I know you had some lengthy twos. Cassie drained a couple threes. You had two triples. You didn't miss a shot for a long time. Three big baskets. You've got to be tired, but you don't look it.
I'm not tired at all. Yeah, my adrenaline's really go.
Was it the chocolate milk that did it? Because Nicole Fote said that was the key to her success, the chocolate milk she drank.
I didn't have chocolate milk right at Subway.
What was the game plan? What was your assignment, Pauline, at the defensive end? What was your objective as delivered by head coach Scott Dozier?
Well, we tried a new defense out to really fool them. We did that after that half. But my job was to keep the shooters out. Cassie and Kristen did an awesome job.
Yep, sure did.
On Jessica, an awesome job. My job was to help out and make sure those three-pointer shooters didn't get those.
I think that sums it up in a nutshell. The job done on Jessica Berger, who is a tremendous player,
mm-hmm.
if not the best girls Division IV player in the state of Ohio. She's one of the top two or three best. And as you noted, Kristen Ware, Cassie Meyer teamed up on Jessica Berger.
They did awesome.
Slowed her down enough to enable Jackson Center to win this game by 8 points, 43-35. Which is better, to go to the state in basketball or to have won the state in volleyball, or both about equal right now?
Winning state's pretty awesome, but, you know, it's not over yet.
How about a repeat?
Yeah, it's not over.
How about a repeat? A handoff now for Pauline Meyer to Peyton Esser. Pauline, a senior, along with Nicole Fote. We've chatted with two seniors for the Jackson Center Tigers. Here's a third, Peyton Esser, and she loves to play basketball with discolored knees, having gone to the ground hard against Miami Valley. She's got red and purple patella tendons. Is that what they're called?
I don't know much, but I don't understand all the medical terms. I just know it's a bruise.
You know how to play basketball.
Thank you.
Oh, tremendous game by you. What was going through your mind at a point in the contest when you were milking clock a little bit around the three-minute mark or so, up but two at that point, and a couple defenders came at you 30 feet from the basket. You had an opening. You took it to the top of the key to the foul line, and you decided to pull the trigger, and you drained it to put the Lady Tigers back up by four, and that was almost the dagger field goal right there.
I definitely struggled the first half shooting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not really I was very uncomfortable. I wasn't really in my element today. I don't know. I couldn't miss during warm-ups, so that's usually the opposite. I can't make them during warm-ups, so I save them for the game, but I don't know.
Well, for Nicole Fote, it was just the opposite. She said she couldn't tell a thing in warm-ups.
Yeah.
About what,
I guess we switched today.
And then she was red hot at the very start in the first quarter, and it took you a while to warm up. I think we're going to send your free throw shooting videotape off to the NBA.
Well, I guess I picked a good game to be able to hit them. I've been struggling the districts and the regional semis. I felt like I couldn't make a shot. I couldn't buy one. But so all about focus. I've worked. That's really what I focused on this week. Maybe I should focus on my jump shot the rest of this week. But it's an incredible feeling.
Oh, it sure is. Let's pay the Redskins a lot of respect. Mutual respect displayed by both crowds, both teams here at the end of the game during the awards. It was a contest after which you folks could have crashed the floor. But the mutual respect displayed tells everyone how important and how well thought of high school sports are in Shelby County.
Yeah, Coach Siegel is incredible. Yep. Her program that she's got going over there is just phenomenal. And then they've got Berger. She just does it all. Cassie Meyer did so well on her. We couldn't have asked for anything else. And the coaches would be like, Cassie needs a break. And she took it like a girl, and she said, no, I don't. I'm good to go.
Well, guess what? You're now rewarded with 5 days off. 5 days off, but you got to play again. State Final Four next Friday, 3 o'clock.
I don't think anybody would want anything else.
And I think the opponent is either Fostoria St. Wendelin. I'm not sure. I think they were playing a team called Fayette.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Fayette was playing Fostoria St. Wendelin. And you get the winner. That game going on now at another site. It's conceivably over. But celebrate this victory for the rest of the weekend. And then work on that game plan on Monday for next Friday State Final Four. Congrats to you three seniors, especially Peyton Nestor.
Thank you so much.
Pauline Meyer,
Nicole.
And Nicole, what a way to close out the senior years for you.
Incredible. Yeah. Me and Pauline couldn't have asked for a better senior year. Couldn't even imagine that we'd be right here. Yeah, that was me.
Oh, that's right. You were the homecoming queen. Homecoming queens get knee burns.
Yeah.
Congrats. Join the rest of your team.
All right.
Relish this
moment.
Thank
you.
Pauline Meyer, point guard for the Jackson Center Tigers, who knock off Fort Loramie tonight, 43-35. Again, Chuck, a tremendous mutual respect displayed between both crowds, both teams. Fort Loramie would be the first to tell you that the Tigers whipped us tonight.
They beat them. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They came out, did what they had to do, and it wasn't given to them. They won the game. When they were down two, I thought that was scary. But, boy, when they came back and got that lead again, that just showed how they've been playing here, especially in the tournament.
Well, who would have thought that as we enter another week in March, that the only two programs standing in Shelby County in the tournament would be Jackson Center boys, Jackson Center girls. We thought maybe the Tigers had a good chance to get out of the district, the boys team, and get to the regional. Three months ago, the Jackson Center girls, somewhat of a long shot, but a string of upsets. You never know. The tournament trail sparks some surprises quite often, as it did tonight. Jackson Center upsetting Fort Loramie by 8. And we saw over the last half of the season, the Redskins, you know, had that close call at home against Houston. Jackson Center defeated Houston three times in the season, including a big sectional championship game. The Tigers beat the Houston Wildcats three times. Houston had gave Fort Loramie all it wanted fairly late in the campaign, as I noted, in that game at the Redskins gym. Jackson Center was playing extremely well, especially at the defensive end, and you knew that on a night when Jackson Center shot better than it had been, oh, the Tigers could beat just about anybody. It happened tonight.
And they just did beat anybody, because the Fort Loramie is the premier Division IV girls program in the state of Ohio, far none.
Yep. Berlin Highland was knocked out.
There you go.
Berlin Highland was knocked out in girls division four earlier this week. They were number three. Arlington, the number one team in the state, was knocked out of the tourney in D4 earlier this week. The opponent for Jackson Center, either Fostoria St. Wendland or Fayette. Both teams ranked very high in the final AP poll. Tigers will have their hands full. But one thing I think you can count on, Chuck, no stage fright. It'll be a huge stage. But these Jackson Center ladies, having won the volleyball state title down at Wright State and having advanced to the state tournament, winning the regional here, probably in a pressure cooker, will play just fine.
Well, I think I don't know if there can be any more pressure than playing Fort Loramie tonight in a regional final.
Right.
And I'm going to go back to it again. Boy, when Fort Loramie got the lead, it would have been real easy for Jackson Center to fold the tents and say, well, what a heck of an effort we made. But they didn't. They came right back and just put on another run and won the basketball game.
And Tigers at that point answered the bell with 6 in a row to forge a 4-point lead. Fort Loramie's lead was very, very brief at 2 points for less than a minute. And the Tigers played the last few minutes of the game like they had played the first three quarters. Splendid basketball, especially at the defensive end. Made some key outside jump shots, did the Tigers. Fort Loramie couldn't hit from the mid-range all night long. And Jackson Center stuns Fort Loramie by a final score of 43-35. Chuck, really enjoyed it. Great day.
Yeah, it was a great day.
For Sales girls, unsuccessful, trying to advance to the state Final Four for the second straight year and defend their state title. Fort Loramie trying to get there for the fifth straight year and defend their state title. Both for Sales and Fort Loramie trying to get back to the state Final Four. Knocked out today. The Jackson Center Tigers performed extremely well. A great game, I'm sure.
It was a great game.
Sure, head coach Scott Dosick would tell you We played just about as well as we could possibly play. And on a night when Fort Loramie certainly did not bring its A game, they were susceptible to good play from a fine opponent, and that's what Jackson Center delivered
right
tonight.
I don't think it's that Loramie didn't necessarily bring their A game. I think Jackson Center created them not having their A game.
Oh, that was certainly a large part of it, no question about that. As the Tigers bottled up the paint, stifled Jessica Berger, worked very hard to keep her from touching the basketball, period. And the Tigers were successful most of the night in doing that. Berger wound up with how many? 15?
15.
Right at her per game average. But nobody else for Fort Loramie could pick up the slack. Mid-range jump shots.
Yep, three, not from the floor. No, I mean, Ray Ann Fry had a big three that brought him back. But and then Taylor Gasson hit a nice jumper there. Yes. They had a nice comeback, but just a little too little too late.
Yeah, Holly Fry hit a baseline J from 10 or 12 feet. Other than those three, I can't recall anyone else making a shot from out on the floor for Fort Loramie. Those three, and those came late.
Right. Yeah, well, you hate to see Loramie get stopped, but, I mean, they've been there a bunch, and it's kind of nice to see Jackson Center get a chance to go over to Columbus and experience what that's like playing basketball at the shot.
Yep. Again, the seniors for the Redskins, Taylor Gasson, Olivia Quinter, Maddie Brandewey, Jessica Berger, Katie Hoing, and Holly Fry. We will miss them. They will go on to have outstanding careers in life. They are outstanding students, and they will succeed in whatever they do. Head coach Carlos Siegel will build a strong program next year once again, and the Redskins, no doubt, will be right back fighting for an opportunity to get to the state Final Four again. Jackson Center Tigers succeeding tonight, stunning Fort Loramie by 8. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on that Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supply scoreboard, 43-35. Tigers win it. Thanks so much to Dickman in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. The Bluffton University MBA program finished in 2 years, go a night a week. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The In-Between, south of Botkins, where the food's not in between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. A couple new underwriting sponsors, as we noted throughout the game, Superior Aluminum in Rushi, and also in Rushi, another underwriting sponsor. Thanks so much to Superior, whom I noted, and a lot of gratitude to Ken Francis in Rushi. Oh, wow, he has been so helpful. Ken Francis and Doug Borchers in Rushi. Glad to have them aboard. Sydney Car Care, located in Sydney, 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney. And Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org. Ken Francis at Francis Schulte Company, Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum, if you are listening, thanks so much for being on board with us for a year, starting in the tournament trail here in year 2016. A lot of gratitude to you two folks. And as well to Karen Fortman and the other 7 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care. Brett Gish has been our scores, Broadcast.com chief engineer Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Our next webcast is Tuesday, 5:10 p.m. webcast time. Jackson Center boys, Southeastern, from the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. If Jackson Center wins, we've got the second game for you, which follows between Yellow Springs and Lima Perry. Until then, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Vandalia Butler, where Jackson Center has shocked Fort Loramie 43-35. Quickly burned the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot! Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender, hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went in, and the official signals good. It counts. And that's the right call. Or it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get the fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlawn, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front. Hit the rim twice. Good! It went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady around and out. No good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That tripped down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Bettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Botkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon Beers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. Scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. She's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is. Right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordagna. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordagna. Well, that deserves a super califragilistic expialidocious. It's done one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Loramie fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedworth at the Shotten State Center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Loramie. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Yoskamp, good, good! Yoskamp rifles it a bomb!
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.